Thank you. Thank you. Petrified fish disease, I wish somebody hear me. I didn't like maple too, honey melon, watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water, and even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. My Kool-Aid silver tooth broke my sunny shoe shine, and all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for their new shine.
Pardon me, dog.
Pardon me, dog. Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes, yes.
Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me his
side.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone. Revolutionaries come free me, cause if it all ends up running to seize me, I'll make it all here, black corners come seize me. And if you boom back, got troubles with your ear, and you can't seem to come back and make it all clear. When I tails and toenails and liquid all meet me, when mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture mode? It's ready.
Yes, yes. Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me
you can
eye.
Give me his eye.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Through the heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike's
okay.
On. And the Weekapaw Groove.
Weekapaw, Rhode Island.
Weekapaw, Rhode Island. And that's the beginning of the trip here. So we took off. We're in Weekapaw, Rhode Island, and it's time to move on from Weekapaw now
to
lifting off from Weekapaw. You guys up there on the top there, taking off. And of course, we're lifting off and we're heading for Gamehenge. Oh my God, it's Gamehenge. We're leaving Weekapaw, Rhode Island. And there in the distance, you see it, it's Gamehenge. We're coming towards it, and off in the distance, there's a fairground. There's a fairground at the edge of Gamehenge, and there's all these weird animals and stuff and creatures walking around. Unit monsters, spotted stripers, multi-beasts, and there they are. And we're walking through the fairground, through this weird midway, and over in the corner, there's a little girl standing. It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean. Esther tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble grew to spat, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance, and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder, and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses, and the people, and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They'd flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air, with the earth far below them. They'd tumble and dive through the clouds. Thank you. like she began to tumble earthward, till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find an evil man to whom rob a village in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rug. Feeling quite outnumbered, and stood hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Through the streets, along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down to the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep. Thank you.
baby, where the people come to pray. I come from top of the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. There ain't no truth in action unless you believe it anyway. I was riding down the road one day, someone hit a possum. I was riding down the road one day, someone hit a possum. Thank you. was riding down the road one day, someone in a possum. The road was his end, his dad was the road, so they stayed. Thanks to he's my talent, shiny metallic purple armor, queen jealousy, envy waits behind her, her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground, blue all the life giving waters taken for granted. Trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first four rounds. Yellow in this case is not so metal. Oh,
Thank you. All right, thanks. So now we're going to do one here. This is another Gamehenge song. For those of you who might not know that,
tire song. The tire song.
Okay, we're not going to do the tire song right now. No, we're not going to do the... We're not going to do the tire. Oh, my God. No tire song. All right, no, really. This is another game here. How's everybody doing up there? Top there. Don't fall or anything.
What?
Don't drop anything on anybody's head.
We'll get to the tires.
Okay, no, really, no, no, really. This is another Gamehenge tune. We're taking it to Gamehenge. We're taking it out to Gamehenge. This guy's waiting for a song. He's gonna get it. He's gonna get it. Thank you. the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea-green mossy boulder. Dragged his weary shit ass off the mountain, and he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly, The crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Up his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him. He bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke. Why you come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that all knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice. The sacred greed will be yours. this mockingbird came flying down out of the sky, and it lands on Icarus's shoulder, and Icarus whispers into the famous mockingbird's ear and says, go to Wilson's castle and steal the helping friendly book and bring it back to the lizards to free them.
Thank you. part of her show. Susie is an artist, and she paints quite a lot. An artist she may be, but a genius she's not. She says she wants to be a sociologist, but she better first get checked by a neurologist. On your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The car is the thing on the road that takes you back to your abode.
Take us back to our abode. not your headlights in front, your tailpipe or the skylight above you. It's the way you cling to the road when the wind tries to shove you. I'd never go driving away and come back home without you.
Fool that I like to laugh at. I'm only one that's in desire. Understand? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're playing at the Paradise in Boston on June 9th, all ages. So, don't miss that one. Oh yeah, also, there's a guest book back there if you want to sign it. You'll get lots of mail. Fun thing. Dog with a brain of rat. Nice.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
We gotta take off because thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is Kristen Tierney out there anywhere? Got your money here. Got your wallet here. We found her.
This is it, and it's coming.